Hey everybody, how you doing? Today we talk about a movie called Pray for the Devil, and this movie came out last month actually, and it's another Judean that possession, demonic exorcism.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Horror movie slash drama. And the movie's about this woman who's a nun. She does have a history growing up with her mother being possessed by a demon and how she survived that ordeal. She goes to the church, and she's like a church nun, you know. And I mean, of course she's a church nun. I mean, she's a nurse. She's a nun, but she's a nurse too, you know. Like she's one of those nuns, taking care of people pretty much. Until that, she goes to a preacher, a priest, and asks him that, hey, she wants to do exorcism. She wants to get involved in it because she gone through something in her past, and she wants to see how to get rid of demons. How, you know, it's like part of her, like. Like, she wants to be into it, you know? So the preacher said, he accepted, finally accepted her. He said, okay, fine, I'll teach you what you need to do to survive about exorcism and how it's done. And the movie, you know, it's more drama, but it does have, like, the exorcism, demonic scenes also. And I gotta admit, the special effects was pretty good. I mean, you've seen it done before, but I like it how it was done here, too, you know? The acting is really good. I know I did after watching this movie. I checked other reviews out to see what they think, and I mean this movie is not getting good reviews. But honestly, I think this movie is pretty good. You know, it's not great or anything because you know again, we've seen it all hundreds of times. You know, like so many times, like one reviewer said it on IMDb. You know, but it depends on how well you do it and how it's done. You know, like can you make it your own? And you know, it depends on your execution. I felt like it was executed well, in my opinion. Especially in the final battle with the girl that she's taking care of, and she the girl ended up being possessed with a demon, and she has to try and exorcise this demon. There was a sad situation that one of her exorcisms didn't work out. It was like a satisfaction exorcism scene. I won't say too much about that scene. You can just, you know, watch the movie. I can't say everything about every single scene in every movie. I'm not that type of reviewer, you know. I want to show people. I'll give you a little summary on it. That's how I am. But anyway, I like this movie, but I felt like there's one weakness in this movie was the ending. I feel like I understand that you want to make a sequel out of it, but don't give us a cliffhanger ending, man. Don't leave it. Don't do that, you know. Like, but I feel like, be honest, if they do a sequel, I don't mind seeing a sequel with this character, but then will it be more cheesy? Will you make it cheesy like that, you know? How far can you go with a movie, you know? Yeah, so the ending is kind of like one of those cliffhanger endings, which I really don't like cliffhangers, you know, because, again, I understand Hollywood wants to make sequels, but sometimes just give it a nice ending and just leave it alone instead you feel like you could make a sequel a good story, you know, for the next installment. But, hey, we'll see, because that's when The Devil has a sequel. Is a sequel worthy? I don't know. But Pray for the Devil, yeah, I mean, I should give it a chance, you know. Oh, it's so interesting. When I went on IMDb, I found out about the director. He also directed The Last Exorcism, the first movie what I know of. And I actually love that movie. I actually thought that movie was awesome, you know. So, you can see his style in it, even though it's not found footage. But still enjoyable watch, you know. Anyway, peace and over and out.